Today's Shir B'Shabur Yomi, Yisim Tafresh Lamed Aleph, we are up to Sif Tes. Now, this Sif is going to start dealing with another issue with regard to Pasul Schach and Kosher Schach, and it's going to discuss a situation where you have a house with a wooden roof that you want to go ahead. Again, this is all in the Gemara. You guys had this all in the Gemara. It's a wooden roof where you want to use the roof somehow and convert the wooden planks of the roof into a kosher sukkah. Now, the roof of the house is usher as schach because it's a bias, period. And by definition, a bias is not something that is going to be kosher for a sukkah, because the nature of a house is not a diras arai that is for sale, for shade, but rather it's a permanent structure to live in, which is fundamentally different than a dira for shade. Because we do not paskin like Beis Shammai, who says a sukkah has to be l'shem chag, doesn't have to be l'shem the mitzvah sukkah, but it has to be l'shem tzel. A bayis is not l'shem tzel. Tzel is one of the things that a house provides. It provides you shade, but that's not what it is. It's there, the house is there for you to live in, and that, by definition, it's sukkah velo beso shel kol ha-shana. That's one problem with using the planks of a house for your schach, okay? Another problem is, even if you get rid of the first problem by somehow, you know, taking off the roof, this and that, you have another issue where if the planks are too wide, right, it was a whole shot in the Gemara, 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim, more than 4, then there's what's called a gzeiras tikra. Maybe if you sit under these planks that are wide, you might come to sit in a base social kol hashana. That's a derabbanan. So you got these two halachas. One is mamish using a bias, even if it's made out of kosher schach, that's going to be possible for sukkah. And number two is, even if you get out of the bias issue, if you have planks that are house-like planks, then that's a gzera of tikra that is a problem in and of itself. So now let's start. Bayis hamakar ben sarim shein alei maziva. A bayis that is what? That is has a roof with planks, like wooden planks, and there's no maziva, there's no plaster. What does that mean? Peirush tit utzroros shemasimin alayim. This was the old-fashioned plaster where they had mud and pebbles placed on top of planks. By the way, have you ever seen, I don't know if you ever saw in Israel, most of these Arabs do this work. They make like the cement. It's called tiach, and they put it in this big thing, and they put pebbles in there with like mud, and that's how they make like the stark cement. So anyway, so that's what this is. You know, it's like a plain plaster that's made out of that, and uba lachshiro l'shem sukkah. So you want to go ahead and you want to make it as a good sukkah. So what do you have to do? He says, "Dai b'zeh sheyasir kol ha-masmarim l'shem asiyah sukkah." It's enough just to take off the nails from these planks that are nailed in, and that's enough of an asiyah b'fnei atzmo. That's enough of an asiyah l'shem sukkah l'shem sel. Again, when we say l'shem sukkah, it doesn't mean l'shem mitzvah sukkah like Beis Shammai. It means l'shem asiyah sukkah l'shem sel. Okay. That's one thing you could do. Pull out the nails. Oh, sheyitel mibein shnei nesarim, or you can take out of every other plank, replace it by taking out one of those nesarim, right? Echad v'yitein tzchach kosher b'komo. In other words, every other plank you could pull out and place kosher tzchach in it. So it'll be 50-50, right? And then the whole thing will be kosher. And he says, afilu hanisarim rechavim arba. He says, and this is even if these planks are four tfachim wide, which again, you know, you might think is a problem because it's gzeiras tikra. However, there are those that say that these nisarim, these planks, can't be four tfachim wide. Okay, so now let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sif katon chaf beis she'ein aleihem naziva. Right, we're talking where there is no plaster. He says v'kol she'ein hayam naziva. He says kal v'chomer if okay, there is a maziva where there is plaster al hanasarim on top of the nails. Vehisira maziva, you take off the plaster. So that's an asiya. Now he's saying just taking out the nails is enough. But if your mom is making an asiya, you take off the plaster. Okay, v'yachachach pik peik ha nisarim. Okay, in other words, if there was plaster on the planks, right, and he removed the plaster and then loosened the planks, so that Kal v'chomer is going to be effective. Why? Right? V'vadai mahani da'av et ma'aser rabba l'shem sa. Because then it's mamish a significant action. It's not just plucking out the nails. Okay? And that for sure will be enough of an asiya to make it a sukkah that you can now go ahead and sit in. Sif katan. Chaf gimel, dai bezeh sheyasir, umahani bezeh kiilu sikeich betchila bechol anesarim l'shem sukkah. He says, and this works then to consider it as if he had originally covered his sukkah with these what? With these planks for the sake of what? For the sake of sukkah, meaning even though he's not actually removing and then replacing the planks, just the simple act of removing the nails, it's considered as if one has remade the roof. And the schach, again, obviously talking about the materials of the schach, even on the roof, is kosher. So then, okay, it's basically viewed as being remade the roof, and it's defined as being placed for the purpose of a sukkah, and it's not going to be puzzle based on tase velo min ha asui. Okay. Now, this gets rid of the issue of tase velo min ha asui and bias, right? In other words, what you have is you have a bias. Bias isn't good. So you can't just stomp come into be. You can't just say, oh, now I want to, you know, now it's good, now it's sukkah. No, you can't do it. You have to do something about asiya. So you don't have a tasa luminosity. But what are you going to do about the issue of, even though they're dalad tvach, maybe what about the gzeiras tikra? So that's going to come up soon when we get to chaf hey. So let's look at first the chaf dalad. Kol ha-masmerim. So you got to remove all the masmerim. He says, u lashon ha-rashi ha-tor. This is the lashon of the Rosh in the Torah. U-rashi isa. Okay, and Rashi basically says, "Seiser is kulon manei aleshem sukkah." That what he has to do is he has to actually detach all of the planks and do what umananeya and shake them l'shem sukkah for the sake of sukkah. With Perish Hamishnah Rambam Isa Gam came blazer lashon, and this is how the Perish Hamishnah of the Rambam also learns. Okay, bezeh alashon, and he uses the term mefact fake. Right, he should basically loosen. Perish sheyakor osam mkomon min ham masmerin atakuin bahem, that he should uproot them, right, from the nails that were driven through them. That's what the Rambam says. Bechein ha rav, you know who the rav is, the Batanura, okay, and the Orzarua hitek gamkein, also learn like Rashi mikol alin mashma. So here comes the practical halacha lemaisa unlike what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, is remove the nails, the practical halacha l'maisa seems that what has to be done, and this is what people do, you have to go ahead and the menanea, you have to go ahead and shake them for the, you know, he has to detach them and shake them for the sake of sukkah. Just pulling the nails out is not enough, according to these Rishonim. Sif katan chaf ches, afilu anasarim rechavim arba, diaf alpidi lohaisab kan tikra mitchila, v'yashav hu balasachek benasarim shal arba tvachil m'shem sukkah, haya pasal b'dirabbanan. He says, even though if there was no what? There was no tikra of the bias from the start. And now he wanted to come and make a schach out of four tvachim wide planks for sukkah. Haya pasal midrabbanan. It would be pasal midrabbanan. Could normally help us even to reach chav tes sefer yilchas. Mishum gzeres tikra. Because of gzeres tikra. Shalo yeshe. What's the gzeres tikra? Shalo yeshe tachas koras beso. And you now have to go and sit under schach made of planks for tfachim av gzera, you might come and do what? Sit under the keras beso, sit under the beams and planks of the house. But you might say, mali zeh, mali chadasha, what's the difference, okay, between this and what? And mamish a what? A nice full-blown house. Okay, aval hashta, dezu tikra haisa, but here, since it was already a what, it was already a roof and ceiling of a house, v'zeba lasais maisa, and he's doing a maisa lahaser masmarim, shala ulananei elashem sukkah. It was here. It was originally a bias, and you're doing a maisa to uproot that. So you're getting rid of the nails, and you're shaking them up. So zemochiach. This shows sheodeya she'amra Torah tase v'lo mina asui. It shows that you know the Torah says tase lo nasi v'su lekla migzar, and then for you're not going to have any gzera mishum tikras beso, because we're not concerned that you can actually use the tikras beso, because you're dafka doing an act that is removing it from being a tikras beso. Now this only works, okay, with respect to the pickbook issue of going ahead and, right, taking out the nails and shaking them around. However, with respect to the shita that holds, you take out every other one. There, yesh deos paposkin. There are different opinions. What's the different opinions? Now, lopaskin in the kam b'sim tafresh lamed beis is chach pasul posel be'emtza be'arbet tfachim. We hold that if you have pasul schach in anywhere in the sukkah, right, except for at the edge by the walls where you can have dofen akuma. So, barring being able to have a dofen akuma, what do we say? We say that four tfachim of pasul schach will automatically pasul that area. It can, and therefore, that area will be pasul. It can even break up a sukkah. It can butcher a sukkah. So, what's the story here? He says, so some say that's a problem. Because at the end of the day, how could you go ahead and now use a four tfachim plank that you're basically mixed with kosher schach? Because here you really didn't do any maisa to that plank. To the plank itself, the plank you're leaving there. You're just taking out the other plank and putting in schach. So how could that kasher the plank that's there, which is four tfachim wide, for using it in a sukkah, it's four tfachim of pasul schach, right? Valo nishar, Eitzel Tzchach Kosher, right next to the Tzchach Kosher, you have a nesa, you have a plank in the Tikra Shehu, Rachav Arba Tvachim. Im lo, she is damen, litain Tzchach Kosher, b'makom shnei nesarim, Shehu, shir, sukkah, v'yoyser. Unless, okay, you went ahead and did what? unless you went ahead and you put enough schach kosher in the place of two nisarim, where you then have the share of a sukkah or more, okay, then that would be okay, according to his opinion. The Yeshua Sovereign, the Kevan Shasa Maisa, the other one says, no, as long as you did a Maisa to the overall sukkah, even though you didn't do it to that plank, Shenatal Neser Bein Tayim, the Nasan Schach Kasher, just taking out every other Neser and putting in Schach Kasher is enough of a Maisa to the overall sukkah. Mahani Maisa Zeh La'achshir Apim Koyim HaNeser Shevetzido. It's a good enough Maisa to machshir even the Neser that's next to it, as if you did some type of Maisa to an already existing bias, which he said would be enough according to the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. However, Yesh Misha Omer Tzacharach Shalo Yu. However, there are others that say that no, you can't have a plank that's Dalid Tfachim. Why? Because Deyazu Cholekes Adeya Kamaisa. This opinion argues in total with the first opinion, Linyan Pikpuk, with respect to Pikpuk. Usfirlai. The Lo Mahani Kishayin Nisarim Bechavim Arba Tfachim. That the only time it's going to help to pull out the nails and shake the schach is when you don't have planks that are four Tfachim wide. Ulinyan Lito Achat Pabintayim. There, still Yesh Deos Bein Achronim. There are opinions. Vida, so it's like the flip is the other way. Vida bizeh shelo ayin esarim shebatikra rechav in arba tfachim. And you should know that which we say there were they were talking about where there isn't these planks in the roof or ceiling, planks that are four tfachim wide. Bin natal mi bein kol shnei nesarim nesa echad and every other what? Between every two nisarim, you take out one, meaning every other one you take out and put in v'nasan schach kasher v'komo, and you put schach kasher in it. Everyone says you'll be able to sit directly under the nisarim. The kevan sha'asa meiser miskasher gam shan. Once you did a meiser, that is kasher because what's the problem? It's there's no issue anymore. Because you took care of the tassiv lomana asui. There's no gzeres tikra because it's not three tfachim wide. The only issue was the fact that it was a bias and tassiv lomana asui. But that you took care of by putting in good kosher schach next to the plank that used to be the plank of the bias. And as he says, the kuliyam mutle shev afilu tachas an asarim that came in shasa maisa miskasya gam sham. Vafilu asuka gedola kama amos. Even if it's many. A number of amos wide and long, this sukkah, miskasher gam sham, it's also going to be kosher there. Achein lefi ha-mevoar, meaning it doesn't make a difference if it's a sukkah ktana or a very big sukkah. If you're dealing with the beams that are less than what? That are less than four tfachim. And you did a what? You did a pikpuk. So then you're totally, that for sure you're totally home free. And you're also home free if you did what? If you put on every other plank, you took one out and put in tzchach kosher. Then you don't have to worry about sitting under the planks that used to be there for the bias. Why? It's been taken care of with the asiya of the schach next to it, right? The afilo asuk gedola kama amos kai gam sham achein lefi amavor b'simen tafresh chavtesiv yuches dekayom nagushol sache klal b'nisarim afilo b'chusim yarba. He says this is all good up until we go back to something that we saw earlier in the year in tafresh chavtesiv yuches that nowadays the minhag is shalol sache klal b'nisarim afilo. Says now the minhag is we don't use these planks, these slats, even that are less than what arba tfachim. You ever see you never see people using even thin like slats for this schach. They might use bamboo. They might use these reeds, but like mamish separate, even like 1x2s. You won't see them using that as their ikar schach, even though they really are kosher. But we don't do it. The minhag is not to use them, even if it's less than 4 tfachim. Yesh lizayar mi pikpuk v'gam mizeh. It says there, you have to be concerned, okay, not only with the issue of pikpuk, but also this issue of not using these. Imlo b'shas hadchak, unless, of course, there's a shas hadchak situation. We have 4 more minutes. Let's just continue on a little weiter. Sukkah she'ein la gag, kegon shahaya rosh edafonos devuka zu bezu kamin srif. Remember this case? You have a situation where the sukkah is basically made up of slanted walls. Okay, obviously it's made of materials that's good for schach, but they meet on top, right, without any additional covering. So for sure, okay, a slanted wall we know can serve as either a wall or as a roof. A sukkah still has to consist of 2 parts, one of being like horizontal as a wall, and vertical as a wall, and horizontal as schach. But here you don't have that, but here, because here you have both walls coming together, okay, to meet, okay? So how do you then go ahead and utilize such a sukkah so that it will be considered as having both a roof and walls, okay? So that's what we're going to see in this sif. So he says, a sukkah that doesn't have a wat, doesn't have a gag. For example, kegon, she'irashay adfanos tvuko zubizu kimin srif. The tops of its walls are attached to each other like a hut, okay? Or are like tent-like. Yam liyam tent, which we didn't go on this year. Osha samach rosh hadofan shel kotel shel sukkah la kotel. Or he leaned the top of the wall of a sukkah against another wall, right? Remember that case? You have a wall and you take a piece of schach and you just put it up on a diagonal up against the wall. So you want that piece of schach to serve as the other wall and as the schach. How could you do that? So what do? Okay? Nothing. It's psula. It's not going to work. V'mhaya l'gag, this is what you could do. V'mhaya l'gag afilu tefach. If you have a gag, if you have something on top, even if it's just a tefach of a horizontal roof, oshig bia dofen hasamach l'kotel min hakarka. Or what did he do? He went ahead and he lifted He lifted the wall that you're leaning up on to the kotel from the karka 3 tfachim. So then that wall will then have a character of a roof, like a schach, and it's going to be shera. And it doesn't look like we're going to have time to see the Mishnah Brura is here. Okay, so we will continue with that tomorrow. And we'll start with the Mishnah Brura, Sifkan Chavzayin, tomorrow. Adkan.